And how did I learn that? I learned that from the Argentine secret police, with whom I had to work very closely with in Argentina in making drug cases, whom were working at the same time for the CIA in training the paramilitaries under the control of Klaus Barbie, in training Bolivians to torture, and were in essence, the war dogs of the CIA in setting up and executing this revolution, which now became famous as the Coca Coup, July 17th, 1980, which ended up putting the very people we indicted and arrested in power. They were now running the country. Our drug war became the laughing stock of all South America, where it counted. What every government in South America learned from that event was that you can't trust America, the American drug war. So at the one point where we could have really shut down drugs, instead what we did is we, the CIA, created the General Motors of cocaine. Now, if you look at any graph of our drug problem, our cocaine problem, our crack problem, it began with that July 17th coup. It began right there. Our country did it. Our country, our covert agencies. Now, in the words of Senator Kerry, the American people had been betrayed, only he didn't know a tenth of it. He was only talking about Iran-Contra. Senator Kerry said that our covert agencies had converted themselves into channels for drugs. Well, they had done a lot more than that. Our covert agencies had betrayed the American people by setting up the General Motors of cocaine.